Beautiful World sold, what, nearly 3 million copies in the UK alone, and you won Brit Awards, Ivor Novello Awards, Best Live Act Awards. Did it make you work harder then on the successor, which is the new album, The Circus?
I think when we decided that we wanted to go in to write a new album, we went in the studio for 3 months, just the four of us, and I don't think it made us try any harder. We just wanted to see where we went with the songs. We all wrote the songs together. We relaxed. It was a real relaxed atmosphere in the studio, and the songs just came so naturally and so fast. It was quite scary, really, because we didn't know whether these songs were going to be any good or not, because they came so quick. But it just seemed we got, how many did we get? About 25 to 30 songs.
Yeah, I feel like this album, really. I mean, listen, we worked very much as a band on our last album, but I do feel that because we planned it very strategically this time, that we were going to, before the label and before the producers all right, we decided we're going to have this 3-month period on our own and let's just see what we come up with. Yeah. And luckily last year we'd had a chance of doing this already, because we had to do a song quite quickly. We didn't really have time to think about it too much. We did a song for a movie called Rule the World, and we've had a big success with that, and I think it gave us all the confidence to go, hey, we could do this, you know. We could really, these hit records, we could write them, just the four of us. And I think that's what sort of booted us back in the room, and we had a really good time those 3 months. I think the whole heart of the album has come from that time.
Because you've said that when you all got together to record The Circus, it felt very natural and then everybody wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the reason why then, because you're all working together?
I feel that often a problem area with bands and people in music is repetition gets you down in the end. And it was something new for us, going in as just the four. Let's see, can we actually do this? It was something we hadn't really done before. We'd toyed with it, and we'd done a track here, a track there, but to do an album, just the four of us, let's see what it's like. And I do believe the door's only just open to that area. I think in the future we'll enjoy that whole process and we'll get better at it.
You played the album last night to your families. How did it go down?
No, it's great. It's something we've been talking about for a while, to actually get the families together and play them the album, because obviously they're our biggest critics, I think. And
they're not really going to turn around and say, that was rubbish, are they?
My dad would. You know, my dad was complaining that all he could hear on Greatest Day was Gary's vocals. There's a song that I sing on the album. Well, there's two songs I sing, but one of them, he, as soon as he heard it, he turned round to me and he went, number one, number one. That should have been the first single.
Did that feature you on it a lot then, Howard?
Well, I was the lead singer, you know what I mean? I was the lead singer. But yeah, no, it was fantastic, and all the families mixed, and we actually got time to, you know, chat with them, and because we don't get that much time to socialise with them.
Yeah.
But it was brilliant, and they did enjoy it. They enjoyed the album.
Because you filmed the video to Greatest Day on the top of a 60-storey skyscraper in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You're not scared of heights?
That's not my idea.
Yeah, we got two treatments. One was the top of an NCP car park in Wolverhampton. Or this building in LA. Now, come on. Which one are you going to
go? Did you not go to a beach in Bali or something like that?
Yeah. No. Yeah, we didn't get one of them, though, did we? I think they were hidden from us.
Yeah, too expensive.
Are you not scared of heights, then?
You know what? It didn't feel like we were that high when we were up there, actually. It was one of those funny things where, well, I didn't go and look over the edge, to be honest, but it just felt like we were on a piece of tarmac, really.
Yeah. What does scare you, then?
Yeah, I don't like heights, but like I say, it didn't feel like we were that high.
Right.
But we did have another thing with height, is that the cover of the album features us all walking tight ropes. And we actually did do that for real. We were on walking the high wire.
That was actually more scary.
Yeah, it was.
Being 10 foot off the ground, even with safety mats underneath you, walking a tightrope. You don't realise how high it is until you're walking on a wire.
There were no cables like to balance you or anything?
No, no, not really.
You
well,
liar.
Well, one or just the odd one or two of those, but don't ruin it.
Okay,
you sounded so brave then.